Saint Paul writes to the Corinthians in today's second reading that the great intervention has come. Isaiah's prayer was answered. Saint Paul tells the Corinthian Christians and us to reach out now to the gifts and graces of the Lord. You lack no spiritual gifts. He will strengthen you to the end. God has called you to fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ. Saint Paul is teaching us that so much is already within our reach, but we are like an audience watching a movie and not expecting anything of what we are seeing to really apply to us. The great gifts of revival, of renewal and transformation that we read about in the lives of the saints are available to us through the life of the church. The great promises of God are not for some group somewhere on earth. They are for us, but we can be asleep or blind to what God is ready to do in our life. The Lord teaches us in today's gospel reading to wake up and be on the watch. He refers, of course, to His coming in glory, but His words can apply to the present, to the now. It is very easy for us to limit the coming of Christ to the past as an event that happened 2,000 years ago. Or it is easy for us to limit His coming to the future when the Lord will come at the end of history and to ignore the ways He comes to us today. The Lord keeps coming to us in many ways, in different forms. Each time Scripture is read, the Lord speaks to us as a church and to each of us. Each time the Mass is celebrated, the Lord is present with His cleansing, His redeeming love for the church and for each of us. Each time we come to the Holy Communion, He pledged eternal life to us who live the meaning of that communion. So we don't have to scream out to the heavens for the Lord to come in power. He has come. He is with us. We have now to open our minds and hearts to Christ, to learn to watch for the signs of His special presence in our life. This first Sunday of Advent, my friend, is the start of the new church year. We have started the cycle B. It is a time for us. It is a good time for Christians to make some spiritual resolutions as we prepare for Christmas. Maybe there are important relationships in our life for which we need to show new respect or to strengthen. Maybe our prayer life needs some regularity. Maybe our mass participation needs more preparation or needs more to be effective. Maybe there are attachments in our life from which we need to separate ourselves. Maybe there are sectors of our life that need more self-control. It is a time to make a good spiritual resolutions if we are to follow Christ, if we are to welcome that Messiah who is coming to us. As we light the candles of this Advent wreath, and as the light becomes stronger each week of Advent, the light of Christ will become stronger in our life. because Advent season is not about the rebirth of Christ. The Lord was born once and for all in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago, and will not be born there again. What is Advent about? Advent is about the rebirth of our faith, the rebirth of our commitment to Christ and to His Church. The Lord did open the heavens and come down. He remains with us now through His Word and through His sacraments. Now we have only to receive Him into our life. Do not let Him approach your life and catch you asleep. This is what Advent calls us to do. Advent calls us to watch for the movement of God in our life.